archives and to access the photographs. So we'd like to welcome Vanley Burke and listen to his pearls of wisdom.
I'd say thank you very much for having me here. I'm not normally on this side of the microphone, but today I think it's very important. As a young man coming to England in 1965, I realized the underrepresentation of a certain group of people in the community. So I started to take photographs of those community. I also realized in the archive there wasn't enough material representing these people, so I started collecting this archive. I have now one of, I'm told, the best archive representing the African Caribbean community in Britain held in the library here. I was very reluctant initially to have the archive here, but it was after speaking to Pete James, who heads the archive team, a wonderful team that has been developed over the years. And I have to say, since then, many other photographers and individuals have donated material which is held in the library here. If the archive department is closed, it's many people, qualified people, a wonderful team of people that has been built up over the years will be dispersed, and that wealth of knowledge would be gone forever. I think we have here over 3 million items held in the photographic department. And as was said before, I had numerous people, both local people from the community, students, academics, filmmakers, writers, and so on, wanting to access this material. And I myself, were planning an exhibition in the summer, would love to access it at some point. And I fear, in fact, I'm terrified as to what might happen if the local people do not have access to this material. We call ourselves a world city. I think we need to think about that a little bit more. A world city. How can we have a world city without a library, which is one of the most democratic spaces that we have available to us as a multicultural community? It's the only place where you're not asked your religion, not that you're asked your religion elsewhere, but religion is not of importance, age is not of importance, sex is not important. People just wanted to access the material. And it's one of the first stopping off points for most immigrants who come to cities to learn the language and to find out about the cultures that exist around and before them. I plead with everyone here, and I feel I'm talking to the converted. But I think, if at all possible, if we can get this message out to a wider group of people, that Birmingham City Council holds it to the population of Birmingham and the wider community to safeguard the interests of its community and protect the library, invest in the library rather than cutting the library. Thank you.